Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And there we go. Good morning, Bub. How are you today?
Hey, man, doing good so far.
Right on, man. Hey, can you send, please, the that link I just sent
you? Goodness.
Oh, my goodness, Bub. And that wasn't even me this morning.
Jesus. I almost took out the entire table here.
Right on, brother. Hey, Bub, could you please send that over to Jason, who is just...
You sent me something called a http://tobtr.com/561-444-337-774-78A-I-644-773.
My head's spinning over here.
That's the link. That's what you asked me for. Do you want it?
Send that. No, send that to Jason, man. Oh. They're out there listening.
Oh, well, why didn't you just say so?
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell you, man.
Sorry.
How you doing today, man?
Doing good, man. Just working.
Saturday morning. We're here.
Yeah, man. We're killing it so far, dude.
Amazing week, Bub. Incredible.
Long week, dude. Oh, a lot of work getting done. I'll tell you what.
I didn't get to bed before 2 o'clock in the morning one day this week.
That's kind of on you, dude.
A lot of work to do, brother. A lot of things, but we're getting a lot of things out of here. We're getting a lot of things completed and a lot of stuff done. Good morning, everybody around the world. Welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Thank you for joining us and allowing us to be part of your life. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw is back. Miss Outlaw was in Las Vegas this week, Bub. She was out there picking up clothing and stuff, if you will. I'll change it up here. We'll see it. Miss Outlaw was out picking up clothing for at the new, what was the name of the show out there, Bub?
It's called Magic.
Magic.
Yeah.
All the latest in edgy boutique apparel. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Always running sales. Guys, get your girls something special out there. Girls, treat yourself as well. Can't do bad things for yourself. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. The monkey went out to Simi Valley, California this week to Reggie Wynn and the whole crew out there at Turbinetics. You guys be careful. It will sneak up on you. I can promise you that. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Bub. Such a great guy, man. For Morpheus, got to say good morning to our guys over there at Morpheus Design. For every wrap you could possibly imagine, it is Morpheus Design. Torque Auto Storage, how about those boys over there with those high-end exotics out there, Bub?
Man, dude, that is, let me tell you, dude, the guys over at Torque are absolutely taking off, and that is... you know, a great thing that they are doing for the community, for the car industry, the automotive industry, everything from, you know, daily drivers to the, you know, just race cars, track cars, to the high-end exotics, the services they offer in terms of storage, pickup, detailing, it's absolutely insane. And that's what you need when you're living that kind of lifestyle, high pace, high energy, you got a lot going on. You're probably not sitting down all the time, you know, and you need that just quick, hey, I want to come pick up my car, get it, get in and out and go.
Those guys are great guys over there, man. Good morning to Sean and all the crew over at the DNA Surface Concept facility, man. Those guys are killing it over there for the best in ceramic coatings. It is DNA Surface Concept, Sean Kelly and crew. Hooked on Driving, Tony Franco and crew. We are live at, where are we today, Bub? Homestead?
Miami Homestead, yes.
Miami Homestead, yes. And the world-famous rally car driver and our team driver, Gio Hammerbeck, is in town, and we're going to try to get down there today, Bub, at some point. And we're also going to talk about STIHTA. Big, 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 big announcement coming out of STIHTA this week, Bub, with the Bub's Exotic Motorsports, Turbinetics, SEMA Mustang. We're going to be talking to the president of STIHTA, and he's going to be joining us live, Bub. So let's jump right into this thing here. By the way, wanted to say good morning. I'm trying to get up with Mike Sanchez. He is a very famous musician, and Mike is we saw him, what night was that, Bub? Thursday night we saw him. I'm trying to get him to call in this morning. I know he had a I'll have him call in this morning. Good morning to Glenn out there at Steeda Autosports. Glenn is the vice president of operations over there at Steeda. Bub, we're going to be talking a lot about Steeda on this episode. They are a title sponsor of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports as of today.
Yeah, man. Super, super cool, man. A lot of, like you just mentioned, a lot of good stuff, a lot of great things going on with all of our sponsors out there. You know, BEM this year, we told everybody it was going to be a banner year, everything from opening up the race and rally team to the exotic high-end department, you know, to the quality and the insane rides that are rolling out of BEM down here in South Florida, to the SEMA build that is going on for Turbonetics Inc. A lot of crazy things going on right now. We've got our hands in a lot of different pots. And we're just killing every one of them, dude.
It is amazing. But we did promise everybody last December, the last week of December, that this was going to be a banner year. And you and I have set out to do just that. Tony Rienzi, Sean Kelly, Bobby Simeone, Tony Franco, every one of the pieces of the Lion Pride, Jeff and Jesse over at Morpheus, man. I can't say enough about this team we've put together, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team. But most importantly, Bub, I can't say enough about how proud I am of you and the quality of work you produce, because without any of that, we are nothing. There is no Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. So thank you.
Yeah, no, man. It's, you know, we just get out there and we do our best. And, you know, we just don't stop till we achieve number one. And that's the way we are. You know, we just love it. We love fun competition in the industry, and we just love having a good time and just putting out the best quality stuff you can possibly buy.
Really do, man. Really, really do. As you know, I've been doing a lot of upgrades at the house. Last night I went up and picked up two new pieces of furniture. Actually, I forgot to pick up the matching nightstands to one of the bedroom sets that I just bought. So I ran out and did that last night. I got about halfway through it, Bub, and then I got distracted. So you ought to see the kitchen, man.
I could imagine.
It's a mess, man. There's boxes in there and partially unwrapped furniture and packing stuff. I'm like, I don't care. I just don't need to care tonight, right?
No, not at all.
So, and I appreciate it, Bub. You've been right there while I've been doing this, and I appreciate all your love and support. What are you going to do tonight, man?
You know what, man? I think I'm going to. So Layla gets off at 2 today, which is crazy.
She Why is Miss doesn't. Outlaw getting off at 2 today,
though? She's just got her girls going in there. All the Outlaw girls will be working all afternoon today, possibly tomorrow. You know, she's got so many shipments that have already started rolling in right from on, the Vegas man. Trip, dude. It's just absolutely insane.
Right on.
And, you know, I think, I don't know if we're going to hang out. I'm sure that we'll come up with something this afternoon, maybe go to the Jupiter Beach Resort or something.
Oh, wow, man. Good. Man.
But I'll tell you what, man, I've just got to take some time and get the cars clean, dude. It's just, you know, that's one of those things that I don't care if the world's falling down around me. My rides have to be on point right. and clean.
I got it, man.
And they are a wreck right now. I've just been so busy with everything else that I've got going on. I just haven't had any time to clean them, and I got to get them done.
I'm thinking, Bub, you know, it's been literally 7 days around the clock, maybe more, of being up until 1-2 o'clock in the morning. I'm really, really exhausted. And I just want to disappear a little bit. You know, I want to go away. I had somebody tell me yesterday, you need to step away and go on vacation for a couple days.
I mean, you could, but sometimes that's not always everybody thinks that's a fix-all when they work a 9-to-5 job and they get a basic paycheck that comes through
that's
every
what
week.
I told them. I can't
it's a totally different story.
I mean, when
you're dealing with hands-on clients and you're dealing with, you know, we deal with a lot of international clients and, you know, all of our sponsors. Yep. There's people worldwide that we deal with. So it's not like it's just a 9-to-5 or you shut it off and you go. You got to make time for a little bit of everything. And it's hard to just throw that all up in the air and be like, all right, peace out. I'm gone for 3-4 days with no communication to everybody. Well, you know, we have a lot of commitments. And a lot of people rely on us to do certain jobs.
That's correct. And that's what I told these people that were telling me, look, you need a break. You've been through a really tough month. You need to walk away. And they said, our fear is you're going to drop. And I said, nope, you know, it's like it says right there, last one standing, you know. And you said it to me, well, get it off your arm if you can't live the life.
Pretty much,
you know. So we're just gonna, you know, I'm not sure how I'm gonna play it out this week, Bub. I'm just not sure what I'm gonna do. But there are options out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are fun things to do out there.
Yes, there are.
So we're gonna do something fun this weekend, Bub. We all need a break. Got to talk, Bub. I want to talk a little bit about. I can't get back into our studio over here. So,
it's on the bottom screen.
It's on the bottom screen there.
Yeah.
Where is it?
No, you can close the one. You got a mess, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, look at what you got going on.
Right, Bub. How do we do this,
man? Here, let me see your mouse. Thanks, I had Bob. It all lined out for you. All you have to do is move the mouse on the bottom goes to.
I just want to see the studio so I can see who's calling in, Bob. That's all.
Well, then just put the mouse down at the bottom and click on this right here.
Okay. So I thought I was looking for Reggie Wynn to call in. He's in Ontario today from. So he would be on our time zone, wouldn't he?
You got a mess going, dude.
Do I?
Yeah.
Reggie,
I had it all lined up for you. You're gonna have to type it in here. You must have clicked something.
Mm-hmm. What do you want me to type in there?
Type it in.
Type what in?
Where's the little house? Am I on the house?
I don't know.
I'm clicking the house.
There you go. Click the house, bub.
All right. See, now look, I got you right here. Okay. You should go over here and then go to your little studio thing.
There you go,
bub. Yo, do you see how good my vision is? I am 10 feet away from that computer and I can read what I'm clicking on.
Well, I appreciate you doing it for me, bub.
I can't read anything. I'm just clicking.
I'm as blind as I can be. Hey, good morning to Jason and Kat. They were just here, bub.
Yes, they were.
They were just joining us.
This is true.
Right here. So, okay, good morning to them. Thank you.
All right. So, now all you have to do, this is a two-part system. So, when the mouse is on that screen, mm-hmm. If you want to go up there to where Steeda is on the other monitor, mm-hmm. you just move the mouse up and the mouse will go there.
Thank you. I'm confused already.
I was going to say.
So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about it. We are going to have the president, Steeda, joining us. We are very, very, very proud to welcome Steeda Autosports into the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. They are hooking up with an incredibly talented young man. You are one of the top three designers, builders, and fabricators in the world today. You are building the world's only 600-horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang. It will be the feature car at the Turbinetics booth, booth 24125 at SEMA in Las Vegas, end of October, beginning of November.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, super, super cool to, you know, be asked to do that. You know, unless, you know, we've talked about it many times before, you know, and typically when you go out to SEMA, you're dealing with a lot of more so product and mass production mm-hmm. companies, mm-hmm. you know, and thing, you know, in terms of like Ford and also General Motors, Chevrolet, BMW, Audi, you know, you have all of your major brands out there, of course,
yep.
that are releasing all of their new vehicles, their new model lines, also some of their concept slash prototype stuff. That they're not quite sure if they want to do. They just want to get a feedback from the audience, from the viewers, from everybody there that's spectating. You know, so you're dealing with a lot of like mass production stuff. You're dealing with things that are guaranteed in the marketplace. You're also dealing with a lot of companies very well known, like Steeda. You know, Wheel Pros, Nitto Tires, yeah. Toyo Tires,
you've got all Falcon, the big names on this one.
You know, American Racing. There's American Force Wheels. I mean, everything from trucks to cars yep. to bikes to rigid lighting. Anything and everything you could truly possibly imagine, but from, again, a mass production standpoint, it's not often you go out there and you have a booth for like a builder and a designer.
That's correct.
Not so much that kind of marketplace. Now, they are people there, but it's not the go-to. I mean, typically out there at SEMA is all product release and, you know, finished completed cars,
yep.
you know, specializing those components. So we were actually asked by Turbonetics Inc., which is now also Precision, and Napier Turbos. So now essentially Turbonetics owns the entire turbocharger industry. We were asked by them to build this car to put in their booth for SEMA 17 this year, which is a super, super cool honor. We're blessed to get that offer. And we're doing it. We're definitely going to make sure that this thing is way over the top. And along with that, we have had so many high-end sponsors step up to the plate to release all of their S550 products as well, which is from 15 and newer.
They want to be part of what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get good people like Extreme Dimensions, Steeda, you know, Turbonetics. Those mm-hmm. people, you know, look to you as well, Bob, to promote their product in a manner that represents them professionally with, you know, the only car of its type in the world.
And yeah, man. It's an honor. It is. It's a big honor. And, you know, it's, when you're doing product releases, you can either make or break that one product and by one unveil. And if it looks good, it's going to go off with a bang. If it looks like junk, it's going to suck. And it's, you know, you have to make sure you skate that fine line of making it really aggressive, but also being very clean at the same time.
Yep.
That's exactly what we've done with the design of this Mustang for Turbonetics. And, you know, the car is just, it's an absolute animal, dude. It's, I mean, everything from the Extreme Dimensions wide body, this car has been widened 6 inches. It's going to allow us to run a 20-inch by 11 and a 20-inch by 14 wheel combo on this thing, wrapped in some Nitto Invo tires. It's going to be absolutely insane. The stance is going to be absolutely sick, dude. The way I'm going to tuck this thing down on the seat.
I was talking to somebody at dinner about that last night.
Yeah. Man, you know how I set my stances?
Yeah,
I've set those things pretty well already, and that car doesn't even have the full kit on it yet from Steeda. Once I have that kit, and it's going to be a fully adjustable suspension. So, again, it allows us to not only set that look that we want, the desired overall look, but also it allows us to set full functionality of that car. So it's not only going to look good, but it's going to perform very well.
Everything you build, Bob, just like the first Turbonetics concept Camaro, everything you build is absolutely designed to drive. It's designed to be maintenance free. It's designed to be very usable and user friendly, not aggressively loud. You let the look of the vehicle work, you know, show for itself. Mm-hmm. It's part of your build style. This car has been out on, it was unveiled, its initial build was unveiled 2 months ago in Simi Valley, California at Boosted Bash. It was taken out to Turbinetics headquarters. That car will also be left on display there, I think, for a couple weeks in their lobby area, if I understand.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, that was a super good time. We were out there at Boosted Bash. I was at Turbinetics headquarters in June. You know, the car at that point we had only had for maybe, you know, 4 or 5 months, just getting the build done on it. And, you know, this thing came straight to us from Ford Performance directly. And we got this thing in, you know, late January once the car was built. It's, you know, production run January 17th. So it's as new as it gets. And we started putting these designs on it. We got the turbo kit on it from Turbonetics and Precision, which is a complete drop-in kit. This is not flanges, bolt-ons, adapters. Granted, there are other companies out there that offer very large turbos for these cars. That you can't deny it, right? However, it's done with kind of a universal T3, T4 style flange. And it's also done using adapters, doing, you know, bolt on this, and you have to modify lines for this, oil lines here, water cooling lines. Absolutely not with this kit from Turbonetics. This is truly a bolt on system. Probably a total consistent of, let me see here, there's 4, 5, 6, 7 total nuts involved in this kit, right? That's it. There's 4 that bolted to the head. You've got one on your downpipe. You have one on your oil line, another on your oil line. Let me see here. And your water feed line. So 9 total, right? That's it. That's all the same is 9 bolts. Unbolt the turbocharger, stick on the new one from out of the box from Turbonetics, and it's done.
But it's much more complex than that, Bob. I like the way, the simplicity and the ease with which you
I'm saying
it.
from an install standpoint.
Okay. Because you've done many other upgrades to it as well to get it to that 600 horsepower.
Well, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, right out of the gate, this is going to give you a huge improvement on your overall stock turbo. If you were to just take a stock car and change out the turbo, you're going to notice a huge difference. However, just like anything in the aftermarket world, you're going to notice it with complementing components. So typically, if you're trying to move, to move more airflow around, which is what you're going to get out of a turbocharger, you're moving a lot more airflow. You're moving it in and out. So you're going to be increased airflow. You're going to want to increase fuel. You're going to want to do tuning mods to it. With that as well, increasing that airflow, you're going to need to make sure that you can increase the airflow pressure. If you're going to move up from 20 pounds to 30 pounds of boost, wherever you want to fall out and what's safe on your motor, depending on what other bolt-ons you have, you're going to need intercooler piping. You're going to need a front-mount intercooler, a larger system.
Speaking of intercoolers, didn't I think we got our Reggie Wynn said that CPE, I guess it was, reached out to him. They had heard about this project somewhere through the rumor mill, and they want to put their product on this as well.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, we've had, like I mentioned, we've had so many sponsors step up to the plate. And I mean, literally all of these companies just coming out because they know how strong this car is going to perform. And how much recognition it's already garnering just from, you know, being built and designed. And we've got literally 2 months left for this thing to be an absolute animal. And it's just going to be another one of those builds that just BEM hits. And we just knock the ball right out of the park with this thing, dude.
The car will not be seen prior to SEMA, will it?
No, no. From here on out, it's pretty much under the wraps. You know, I got the wheel designs last night. They're insane, dude.
I know you were drawing them up for a week or two.
You know, when those came through last night, I mean, these guys, you know, it was 7 o'clock our time. It's probably 4 o'clock California time where they were doing the designs out at American Racing. And, this is a one-off wheel. I've got a really crazy one-off design I threw at them last night to add to that rim. And I'm not sure if it's going to happen. If it does happen, this will be an absolute trendsetter.
I've seen the renderings, what you're doing. It is a jaw dropping design again, Bub. And it's neat if people have never seen you do this. We had people who came in from Germany yesterday to see the facility and then watch us do the daily live stream, our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream. And they sat offset and they couldn't say enough kind things about you and the way you design and the way, you know, how clean this facility is and how nice it is, man.
Well, I'm just doing my thing, man. That's it.
Yeah, you are, man. But you're back there painting and everything. And
yeah, I was all over the place,
dude. You were yesterday.
Everywhere.
Crazy day. Been a crazy week, though.
Yeah, man, I think I've probably painted like 4 or 5 different things. I paint all over the place right now. You know, just a lot of good things going on, a lot of good progress going on. And, you know, in the background, I've been doing all the SEMA builds, all the client builds. I mean, so much stuff that we've just got under the wraps right now that, you know, once the timing's right, we're going to go ahead and drop all these things. And everybody's just going to, you know, you're going to look at these things, jaw's going to drop, and no one's going to know what to do or say.
Well, and that's just it. You know, this is going to roll out, and you're not a guy who gets loud or obnoxious. You're a big guy. You're a strong guy. You're a weightlifter, a power lifter, and you let your work speak for itself. You don't get loud and aggressive. And we had that discussion in a behind a closed door meeting yesterday with the rally team.
Yeah, you know, it's I get in my zone and do my thing, man. It's I mean, if you don't like me, get out of the way. It's just that simple, because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I do it for me, not for anyone else. And it's just, that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a very low ego about it. You don't care. Are you able to see any comments coming through? I can't get
no,
my mine, phone.
No, mine's not working
what
at all.
What a joke, man.
Yeah.
Freaking phones.
Yeah. Mine's not working at all. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Right.
I'll restart mine.
Yeah. That's what I try to do. You know, you try to you want to be able to interact with people and respond to them. But, you know, when the phone doesn't want to pick up it.
Yeah,
allow you to monitor it. It's not good. So anyways, Bub, we do have Steed on board now, and that's a big piece. Let's talk about Steed. Let's talk about who they are. Let's talk about what they produce. And why did you go to Steed instead of somebody else?
That's a good question, man. So, I mean, typically, like what you see right now in the industry, especially for these S550s, it's kind of a huge thing right now to see these cars on Air Ride, right? Really, really cool. Looks good. You can lay the car all the way down on the ground. It looks insane when you do that. And it just gives you that overall really flashy, like, hey, someone's going to walk up. If you have a car that's on Air Ride and it's laying on the ground, people are going to take pictures, right? Pretty that's simple. Correct. However, if you were to take that car on Air Ride and try to go put it on a road course and run it, it's not going to give you what you want. Plain and simple, it's not going to. Air Ride works really well and give you a decent ride if it's done properly and it's valved right. But it's just not going to give you that track use. So where we like to take everything out and we like to have things that are not only good looking, but fully functional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I needed to make sure that I put together the right package for it. And Steed was my first go-to because they have a full line of everything. They don't just have a set of springs. Mm-hmm. They don't just have a set of shocks. They don't just have a, you know, maybe like a lower control arm for the car. They have everything. I'm talking from K-member braces to jacking rails to strut tower braces to fully adjustable coilover suspensions. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's everything from big brake kits to billet aluminum shifters, titanium componentry, I mean, pedals, accents, all components that you can literally take out of the box and truly bolt onto your vehicle.
Okay.
And it's everything from, you know, from literally just basic Mustangs to, we talked about the Focuses, the Focus RS, the Focus ST. Those things are going to be pretty crazy animals here pretty soon as well with the Turbonetics.
And they get into all of that.
Yeah, man. Turbonetics is doing a drop-in kit for those cars as well. So these guys with these all-wheel drive Focuses running the 2.3 EcoBoost as well can be putting out about 600-650 to all four. That in the right condition and right environment could be one heck of a rally car, I'll tell you what.
So do you chose Steed because of the quality of, you've been building with Steed for you've been building with Steed's products for a long time.
Yeah I definitely have, man. It's you know, they do everything all the way back to 79, the earlier Mustangs, and you know, they offer components that you can literally, like I mentioned, take right out of the box, stick them right onto the car, follow the instructions step by step. You can't screw it up, man, unless you're just an absolute retard. And it turns out amazing, dude. It's, if the product says it's going to give you this, it's going to give you that and maybe a little bit more.
Well, I think, Bob, we have the president of Steed on the line with us here. I did ask them to call in. I wanted you guys to have more of a technical conversation. Good morning. Are you with us this morning on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world?
Yeah, good morning. Dario Orlando speaking here, president of Steed Auto Sports. And yeah.
Good morning, man. Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Really good, man. Just cranking away here at the BEM facility.
How are you, man? We're honored to have you on the phone with us. And we are even more honored to be partnered up with you, the best in the business, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and we're honored to be part of your show today. And you know, we live and breathe the performance aftermarket with Ford, and you know, every day I'm involved and I go to work is a new day, and I get more excited about the industry every day that I'm involved with it. So go ahead, ask the question.
How about that?
Can you hear me good?
I mean, how about that? I can hear you beautifully. You know, how about the fact, Bob, that he gets excited to go to work just like we get excited to go to work, you know, and then they bring these wonderful products out here. You get them on these cars and get them out, you know, at the number one boost in the world, man.
Listen, man, when you have an environment like Steed directly, you literally have, I mean, granted, there are 4,000 plus parts in stock at any given time.
At Steed?
Yeah. So
you know your sponsors.
Let me tell you, dude, when you're dealing with something like that, it's nothing more than just an auto parts playground. I mean, how can you take this package with this package, combine them together and make them perform flawlessly? And that's where a lot of the fun comes from. You know, you can take all these different components, trial and error, R&D. We talk about that a lot with all the companies we deal with. And you build a package that's absolutely hands down unstoppable. And it does everything you could ever imagine and then some.
So tell us a little bit about how does the R&D happen down there at Steed Up? Where, take us through that. In fact, take us through day one. How did it happen? Give us some background.
Well, day one at Steed Up, well, you know, I started in the automotive industry at a young age, 15 years old. You know, because my family has been involved with the auto industry since 1903, and it was always my passion. You know, to go fast. And, you know, I had the mechanical ability. So I started at the age of 15, rebuilding my first V8, and then moved on from there, opened up, you know, my first automotive performance shop and started racing at CCA when I was 18. And I had an F production Sprite back then. And then I drove, you know, at an early age of 19 and 20 in the 12 hours of Sebring, 24 hours of Daytona. And nice, I just love the challenge and the ability to think, and which is very good for you, you know, mentally and for your self-esteem. So I continued, you know, moving forward. I had my performance repair shop until I was 25. Then I worked for Ford Motor Company as a evaluation driver for the Mercury. Mercury in 84, met Steve Saleem.
I remember that car, man.
In 85. Yeah. And then I said, I could build your cars in Florida more cost effectively. And he basically said, well, we'll talk about it, but we never did talk about it. And I said, well, I'm going to start Steeda in 88. And the rest is all history. So with my family being in the automotive industry, you know, and being part of Ford Motor Company for nearly a century, it even drove my passion even more. And my stepfather was the program director for the 96 Cobra, you know, at Ford. And also he had the high and mighty drag race, you know, cars back in the late 60s in Detroit. And he actually taught Chrysler how to wind coil springs. So we have a lot of history, you know, and connections with the automotive industry. And when I started Steeda in 88, you know, we had the Fox body, and, you know, we had to make the Fox body competitive in road racing. And Ford was, you know, back then very receptive to work with the aftermarket. So we partnered up with Ford Engineering because the car was basically not competitive. And so in 96, we won the first professional pro race and road racing with Boris Sadd and Sean Hendricks at Daytona. Now, this is not a purpose-built race car. This is taking a production-based car, adding different spring rates, you know, different roll stiffness with stay bars and shock valving. And we led the race, and this is the first race that Ford has ever won in over a decade in production-based racing. I want to make that clear, production vehicle-based racing. In over a decade, and we led the race for 6 hours, flag to flag, and there was 65 cars in the same class, and the competitors were Porsche, Pontiac was very dominant back then, and so was Mazda, and you know, we lapped to make it even better, we lapped the entire field 2.5 times, beating Doug Goad, Petey Cunningham, and all those great drivers. Because we ran the perfect race, you know, our pit stops were orchestrated, you know, to the T. Our drivers, Boris Sedd and Sean Hendricks, you know, lap after lap for 6 hours, you know, were within, you know, a quarter of a second of each lap. So that put us on the map as far as, wow, these guys do know what they're doing. They're taking a production-based car and beating, you know, the Pontiacs and the Porsches and the Mazdas, and then we moved on forward. So to get started, what we do is we listen to our, you know, moving towards, you know, how do we develop the parts? How do we think about it? Is we look at what the customer demands are and what the deficiencies are for the performance aftermarket. Ford does a good job for a product base for the masses, but for the niche performance group, people want a little bit more out of their car, or they want to build it. Mm-hmm. They want to make it their own niche vehicle. You know, they might appoint it with, you know, suspension components, you know, aerodynamics, cosmetic goods, etc. And what the aftermarket does is affords the consumer to build their own vehicle. This is the Dario Mustang, or this is the John Mustang, or this is the Steve Mustang, or this is the Mike Mustang. This is my car. I built it. And that's what we afford. And what we like to do is build the components for the consumer group. And every one of our components that we build, as far as the vehicle dynamics part of the car, has to make it better. So what we do is we look at what's available on the market. And we're considered the Rolex of the industry. You know, most of our parts have a lifetime guarantee because they're made with so much integrity. And we'll you know, being in Valdosta, we have our own street, cul-de-sac, skid pad, 30 acres. And we do testing literally on a daily basis. And, you know, if we see a little deficiency or whatever in our product, we'll make, you know, running changes. Then once we have product validation, they say it's good, the product gets shipped to Florida. Then we have Steve, one of our veterans here at Steeda, that's been with us for over 30 years. He's the one that blesses it. It's ready to go to market. So there's a lot going on. And one thing that I'm really proud about our team is we're a hybrid company. And people say, what do you mean hybrid company? Well, we're the only company in the industry and the Ford Performance that takes your imagination all the way to reality. We have the most advanced CNC machines in Valdosta, tube mandrel bending for stay bars in the world. And our process is running about 5 to 10 years ahead of our competitors. And you go, what do you mean process? I mean, we don't eat, that plant is a green plant. We don't use any carcinogens like our cooling, and cutting lubricants are all water biodegradable, climate control CNC room that's over 30,000 square foot in our massive 100,000 square foot building. And what we did is we moved to Georgia to be competitive in the world market. You follow me? Because there, the cost of living is more competitive, all the way from taxes to, you know, insurance, et cetera. So this way, moving to Georgia gave us the competitive edge against the world market in Asia. So we can actually manufacture parts in South Georgia more competitively than you can manufacture in most cases in China because of our investment in CNC technology. You know, Scott Boda, the plant
and that's
manager,
Yes. And good morning to Scott. He's out there in Valdosta, Georgia, listening to us this morning. So good morning to you, Scott, and thanks for joining us here today. 714-242-5166 if you want to join in. 714-242-5166. And, Bub, I think he's bringing up a really good point. I mean, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang is hunting down the GT cars and the Cup cars out on the track. And that technology that they build, the technology that you put into the cars, you know, allows you to go out there and get competitive, man. And Steeda has that performance and product line that lets you do that, man.
Yeah. You know, it's funny too, that you say that because, you know, that was something that we had actually just seen personally firsthand was the handling characteristics of what the S550 Mustang is capable of. Granted, this was, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we had the car out on the track right here at Palm Beach International Raceway. We had this car in a Group 3 advanced class, and it was literally taking down full-spec Cup cars, any of the GT3 Cup cars, taking them down, no problem at all. And that was before we even outfitted this car with the complete Steeda package, you know, the Watson Racing roll cage. I mean, we had a lot of components that are not on this car yet that would make it, I mean, that much more of an animal. Because we were truly pushing that car to its limits with what it had on the car at the time.
You absolutely were.
And I can't even imagine what it's going to do after this.
And here, Steve has got, you know, all this great research facility out there, you know, with the track and the skip, all of that out there. I understand that you are going to, our the Bubba Exotic Motorsports rally team driver, the world rally champion, Gio Hammerbeck, is going to be in SEMA with us. And you're talking about putting him out there up against, who is it you wanted him to drive?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, everybody knows Vaughn Gittin pretty much holds down the entire, you know, especially being well-known for the S550 Mustangs. He's always been known for Mustang drivers, for a Mustang driver, I should say. You know, he's owns that market. He owns it in the drift circuit. He owns it in the rally circuit. You know, he's just got his hands all over it. And I'll tell you what, man, I know he's going to be putting on a show at SEMA. I might do a little something in the background and have Gio Hammerbeck get out there and test this Mustang out.
You heard what, you know, Gio's got a very predatory behavior, especially behind the wheel. He's known for his aggression. He's known for his I won't lose attitude. And that's what makes him where he is. And he said that put me out there, put me in the car and I'll hunt him down. I'll take him off the track.
Oh, for sure.
He's ready to go for it.
Yeah.
So, and that's the beautiful.
But we got to wait till the last day of SEMA to do this if we're going to, because that car is going to be really, really, really clean when it's sitting on the floor.
It is, man. It's going to look really good. Plus that it gets all the international attention. That car is going to go out on two national tours.
Yep.
It's all the social media. We hit about 22 million homes a week with our social media, the two number one rated shows. So that car is going to get, and all the sponsors are going to get a ton of attention, bud.
Yeah, man. It's going to be insane, dude. You know, I can't wait for, you know, all the product to start getting in. You know, currently right now we've got that wide body going on the car. It's going to be insane when it's done. Getting the fitment done, that was from Extreme Dimensions, man. That was right out of the box. Super, super good kit that we got for that thing. And we're just taking it that much more over the top to just perfect it. Take everything and just push them right over the top and make that car just an absolute freaking animal when it's done, dude.
I mean, Steve has set that complete suspension up. Oh. Strut brace, the suspension.
Oh, everything.
Good night.
Man. Everything.
That car is going to be incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be insane.
And so it's very easy to say that your parts are made in America. So that's a proud thing too, right?
Absolutely. 99% of our parts are made in America. The only parts that we import basically are the wheels. And we employ veterans and the locals, and everything is made in America, and we're very proud of it. So,
well, you should be too, man.
South Georgia.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, and what I want to say, you know, Scott will report to me, you know, letting me know the efficiency and effective, you know, to tell you how advanced our technology is, which I'm very proud of the team in Georgia, is that we have machines, CNC machines, yeah, that will run for 4 days without stopping. The machine actually has to stop in four days for the second person. But that's incredible. And people don't realize.
Yeah.
We're so proud of America that, you know, we are still the number one manufacturing country in the world. And, you know, and Steve is very proud to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. William Metten is saying that Steeda is the way to go. I have all their parts under my streetcar. Well, Will, and I just looked at where he is. I think Will is out in Texas. Will, okay. Thank you for joining us this morning. Yes, Steeda is the way to go. Bub is one of the top three designers, developers, and builders in the world today. He got in this game at the early age of 4, stepped out of high school at the age of 14 to pursue his passion. He's 29 now. You can do the math. And there's a reason that Bub is with Steeda. Extreme Dimensions, Turbonetics. This is the second Turbonetics ground pounder that he's built. They came to him and asked him to do it with the Concept Camaro that did two national tours and set all kinds of records. And now he's done it again with the Mustang. And there's a reason that Bub does build with Steeda products and has for many, many years. And he's proud to have them on this project. So thank you, Bill. We appreciate your comment there. Got to say good morning to Dave Butler, and Dave says good morning to Scott as well out there. Scott, good morning. I know you're out there in Valdosta watching as well. Thank you so much for providing quality products so people like Bub can do what they love best, and that is build these cars for the world to see and touch people's hearts. Dave Butler says good morning. Shout out to Steeda.
So now let's talk about, not only does Steeda offer everything like we just mentioned, going back to the early Mustangs, back to 79, even if guys have done, you know, earlier generations prior to that, if they do a lot of guys will do, you know, a 5.0 EFI swap from something a little bit newer from a Fox body into those older vintages. I know you guys offer a lot of stuff there. But you have everything from, I mean, the Fusions, the Focuses, the trucks. I mean,
we looked at that when we were looking at buying the new rally, Bubs Exotic Motorsports rally car. The first thing you did was go to the Steed of website and say, Dad, if we get, if Ford throws this car at us, this is the suspension I want to put under it.
Yeah, man. So it's not only just what you see for like the Mustang market, which is kind of where everybody knows Steeda from, is the Mustang market. Everything from the road course cars to the track cars to the street cars to the drag strip cars, everybody knows Steeda for that industry. But there is a full product line for all of the other Ford licensed vehicles. Everything you could possibly imagine out there, full suspensions. I mean, I'm talking everything from basic, you know, entry level, not entry level per se from a quality standpoint, but from a budget standpoint, a set of lowering springs to lower your car, right?
Yep.
All the way up to fully adjustable coilovers, you know, sway bars. They have multiple grades of sway bars. Sway bars that are going to get you great handling, and then sway bars that are extreme size that are super, super huge, up to a 1.5 inch thick sway bar, dude. Yeah. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, it is. Good morning to Mark Hoffman out there. He said, check your voicemail. I just left one on your main number. Well, Mark, what you don't know is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports broadcast studios are sitting right outside the main administrative offices in a very sound deadened room, as you can see from our 4K camera. We are the only motorsports podcast videoed in 4K. And I heard the phone ringing out there. So I heard you ringing out there. Mark, what kind of car do you have? What make car do you have out there? You've been racing out there on the tracks for a long time, man. So reach back out and let us know. And, you know, Bub, Steeda is the way to go, man. They are the people, man.
Yeah. So what do you guys have? If you can release any of it, are there anything special, or is there anything special that you guys are planning on releasing at SEMA?
Is that a question for
SEMA? I don't know if his line's out there.
Can you hear us? Yes, go ahead.
We'll be releasing several new products. Our new 38mm front stay bar, you know, geared more, you know, for the guys in the autocross tracks. And also we have a new front lower control arm for the S550 that improves the front roll center once vehicles are lowered. That will be coming, you know, new products being introduced. And then also we have our Extreme 350 Shelby GT with the Dream Giveaway vehicle, which is 850 asphalt ripping horsepower with the ripples, that will be displayed in the Nitto booth. That's been getting a lot of traction, as you know, through the social networks and the media, which we're very proud of. And we're going to have, you know, a couple new products geared, you know, for road racing that we'll introduce a little bit closer to the SEMA show. So absolutely, we have, you know, probably a half a new, you know, six new products that we'll be introducing at the SEMA show.
Wow. Really, really exciting.
Bub, is Steeda going to have a booth there physically at SEMA? Do you know? Will they have their own booth there?
I don't know. Do you guys have a, I know you have the, your 850 horse Mustang's going to be with Nitto. I know that for sure through American Racing. They let me know about that one, but are you guys directly having a Steeda booth to showcase certain products?
No, we go there to enjoy the show and see what the other offerings are, but
yes,
we're very fortunate to have, you know, people like yourself, you know, showcasing our products, you know, in the Turbonetics booth, you know, our suspension components. And we do have a, you know, about four other vehicles that will be showcasing the Steeda new products at the SEMA booth. And, once the location is secured, we'll let you guys know. And some of it,
very good. Yes, let us know on those locations, and we'll put a list together.
Yes, we're gonna put a list together and get it to you. But we have some really good, exciting stuff that we'll let you guys know closer to the SEMA show.
I think, Bub, what we should really do is start taking a very serious look at putting the next rally car, making it a Ford. You've been a BMW guy with the rally cars. We ought to put Gio in a Ford, and we ought to get Steeda's name all over that car, I think.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, we're definitely, that was something we started looking at, you know, with all of our contacts at Ford, also with Turbonetics. You know, we're definitely setting a serious setup here for You know, and of course doing road racing and rally cross, any of the track course environment stuff doesn't really matter when it's, considered bolt-on style applications. But in today's world, today's industry, with what's available, today's technology, you can literally do bolt-on components and make yourself pretty freaking stout out there on the track.
You know what I may do is have our driver, you and our driver, Gio, get on the line with Glenn. Mm-hmm. Over there at Steeda, and Glenn's a really good dude. He's the vice president of operations. Mm-hmm. His name's Glenn Vitale, and he's a really good dude, man. Mm-hmm. And he's very, I mean, there are very few people in the industry that are as responsive as he is. And you put an email to him, you get a phone call right back.
Yeah.
You call him, if he's on the line, you get a phone call right back. There's no delay, man. He's on top of his game over there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Everybody at the entire Steeda crew is.
And it's crazy. So
yeah.
I may be sending my Bub and Glenn and our rally driver may be giving getting into a powwow this week, if that's okay with you guys over there at Steeda.
Sure, that'd be great. I don't know if Glenn is online with us. But that would be wonderful. And one thing that I want to let you all know is that we have a full prototype lab in Georgia. So if you say, hey, if you need a specific part made or something changed or whatever, we're open to your thoughts 100% because, the more information we have and the more collaboration working with the aftermarket and the different teams out there just helps grow the industry together. And this way it affords Steeda to make more mm-hmm. products and afford a better product to the consumer. So I want to, with any project that you're building,
really
take advantage of our abilities of our prototype lab.
That's why they're the best.
Bro. Really good.
Right there. Bill Metten wants to know, are we coming to Mustang Week? Bub, our calendar is so full that Glenn said, no problem. Yeah, he'd be glad to jump on the phone. Thank you, Glenn. I really appreciate that, man. I'd really, really, our race and rally team is very, very important to us. We are captained by the world rally champion, Gio Hammerbeck, who is an incredible driver. And if there's a lot of, it gives me chills to talk about Gio because he and Bubba are so good together. When you get into the car with him, Glenn, it is a pray or die mentality and there's no games. Mm-hmm. We were on the track a couple weeks ago in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports BMW and we were on a road course and turn 10 is a widow maker. It'll take you out real quick on this particular course. And Gio said, you see that guy in the Maserati, we're going to hunt him down and take him out. And sure enough, within two laps, that Maserati was he was trying to get away from Gio and it was done. It was finished right there.
Yeah, man, you got to know your limits. And, here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Team BM, every one of us is a licensed pro and advanced driver. So we can all run high end class. And I'll tell you what, man, we get out and we push these freaking cars really, really hard.
Really hard.
We push them to their limit. To say the least. And you know what, man, we set them up to build them on the track. And I'll tell you what, you put Gio behind the wheel of something, you think you can drive good, you let Gio run. He's going to make you put on a diaper.
He does. He really does.
Oh yeah.
Big time. It's scary because you've got, he has no limits. And when you watch his feet, especially if he's driving a standard vehicle, unlike the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches.
Yeah.
If he's driving a standard vehicle, a standard shift vehicle, I've never seen 2 feet work in synchronicity between a clutch and a brake and a gas pedal, man.
Yeah.
It's spooky. And that car is on the verge of rolling the whole time. And
right on the edge.
And his words are power, power, power. You push that car as hard as it can and you hunt it down, man. And you take it off the track.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we might have something here. You know, we've been, Gio and I have been talking about it a little bit for doing another rally car. We've been talking about it. This might just be a perfect timing and a perfect fallout for everything, with everything we've got going on behind the scenes with Turbonetics for that drop-in kit on the Focus. And then we throw a full Steeda package at this thing, dude. It might be something for the on-road, off-road rally cross events.
I'll see, since we have Steeda on the air with us, let me see if I can get the World Rally Champion on the phone with us. Let me send him a text real quick. Let me see here. Call in now. And see if he can talk a little bit about it. But we're going to get over there with Steeda. Let's look at changing platforms, Bob. What do you think?
I have zero problem with that.
Yeah. I know you've been looking at the Ford-based platforms. We hook up with Steeda to do something like that.
Well, I mean, right now, anyways, our BMW is set up as a not only a very good road course car, but has zero problem doing quick modifications and changes and tuning to make it an all-out drift car, to where Gio just gets out there and owns that circuit, literally looking out his side window the entire time he's going around the course.
It's amazing, man. Yeah. It's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the Steeda Race efforts right now. How deep are you guys in the game?
With the number 20 car there on the screen there, we're running T1, and currently we're leading the endurance series in the South in points. And Glenn and I, you know, are pretty well seasoned, you know, in the endurance races. So our next endurance race will be the middle of September at Homestead. So we're constantly, you know, developing and tuning. Tuning a vehicle never stops. I mean, good enough isn't good enough. And
no, it doesn't. Finding all
right.
Different tuning changes and all that. So we're pretty hot and heavy, you know, on the road race circuit with that vehicle. And also, we have another team coming out of Steeda that's been doing the high performance driving events that we've been doing very well at as well. And, you know, like our Camp Steeda that we do at Sebring, you know, to interact with the fabric of the enthusiasts to see, hey, what do they want? What concerns do they have, et cetera? And then on the drag race front, you know, we have John Uris, Melissa Uris, who is, I think, is the fastest 9 seconds, or I think she even went into the eighth, the fastest woman in the S550 market, you know, all on Steeda suspension. And then we have Donnie Gilder, you know, running real quick. He just won an event in Georgia a few weeks ago. So we're in both, you know, the drag race market and the road race market. And what we want to do, our purpose is to take and build a car that everybody can afford. So we don't build, you know, the purpose-built drag cars and race cars, meaning, you know, tube chassis and, you know, taking everything out and reinventing the wheel.
Right.
What we want to do is make the production-based car better, like using, you know, being the fastest with the production transmission and differential and drivetrain. And that's what our goals are.
Yep.
You know, we're competing against cars that cost 3 and 4 times as much in T1, and we're still competitive. And that's the beauty of, you know, what we do at Steeda. And also, I just want to let you know, we will also have 2018 S550 parts available, you know, when the vehicle comes to market. And, you know, we're very proud of that, because we all know from the A-Killer forward, there has been some changes with the new 2018 Mustang. So we're currently working and developing new parts for that for the upcoming SEMA show.
Again, they're always in front of the industry, Bub. You know, they're always ahead. You know, the Bubs Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team is out at Homestead today. So I'm trying to get a hold of Gio between runs out there. And those high banks out there are a lot of fun, Bub.
Yeah, man. Really, really good fun. Good time down at Homestead, Miami. That's a pretty good speedway down there.
It really is, man.
Yeah.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus won't be there in attendance. It's still here. Those boys went down in front of it this morning. So that won't be out there this week. But the rest of the team will be out there, Bub.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking forward to it, man. I really like what you were just saying about how you like to make this affordable for the production based line. I couldn't agree with you more on that. And you know, that's really the biggest reason of why I choose to go with Steeda on all their products, because not only do they offer the full lineup of anything you could possibly imagine for your vehicle, but in terms of a bolt-on component, you know, you don't have to, like you said, reinvent the wheel. You don't have to take your entire car apart to change one modification here or there to upgrade your suspension or braking system or you know, performance components, anything like that. You're literally taking these pieces out of the box because of how strong the R&D is at Steeda, and you literally bolt it on. You've got a guaranteed improvement in whatever it is you're trying to do. I couldn't love that anymore.
And Mark Harfman out there, Mark has been a longtime fan of ours. He races a Monte Carlo, a dirt track car. He's very, very proficient at racing. Mark says you guys need to build a vintage 1970 Mustang for the SCCA. And for those of you that don't know, SCCA is an acronym for the Sports Car Club of America. Historic Trans Am Series. They will be at Long Beach, which is in California, next April 2018. I will be there working the event, but I will have time to drive one if you build it. How about that?
Really good.
So,
and Will actually says he just reported in again. He's running Steeda parts on his street car. It's never seen a track, but very fun for a Sunday cruise. And that's exactly what we're talking about in terms of an end user, just your everyday client. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, you consider them DIYs, just do it yourselfers. It's a lot of guys that want to have fun just doing some of the stuff at their house. Maybe still doing it the old school way, laying on the ground, doing jack stands. Everybody's got their own way of doing it.
Wow, man.
You know, maybe driving up on some ramps to do like an axle back delete, something like that. You know, a lot of guys out there, and that's really what it's all about in the automotive industry, man. It's not so much building cars, like you mentioned, that are 3 and 4 and 5 times the value of your everyday end user, where you can go and, you know, put 30, 40, 50, 60 grand into a car, and it's all out insane. It's an absolute animal, and you don't even have to use it, but if you want it to work, it'll do right everything there. You want it to do.
And that's the one thing you needed. You wanted to, with this, another, you know, this, the Bubba's Guide Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang is another industry first from you, and you needed that suspension to hook.
And you can still pull up and valet it at a 5-star restaurant if you wanted to.
That's
go down to the Breakers of Palm Beach and you're done.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, just don't let the valet guy drive it. He'll wrap it around a pole right in the parking lot.
Might be a good place to go tonight, man. The Breakers down there. So yeah, I can't thank Steeda enough for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family, man. You guys do amazing stuff, amazing quality products. Bub has built with your product for a long, long time, man. And I appreciate all the work you guys put in out there and the hard work you put forth, man.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. And we're proud to be part of your team.
Go ahead.
And whenever you guys want to do a fantastic shop tour in Valdosta, we're wide open for that.
We'd love that.
Really good.
We would really, really, really like that. And I'm going to get, we'll get together with Bub and Gio this week. Mondays are always bad. Mondays and Fridays are hell days for us here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. A lot going on. But I will get Gio on the line when he gets back from racing this weekend. We'll sit down probably Tuesday, and we're going to get on the phone with Glenn. Bub, let's talk about what we can do. Bubba's and Steeda. Hooking up to put together an amazing race team out there, man.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot right now going on in the race circuit. And I think if we just push that bar all the way up to another level, it's going to be insane, dude.
Number one in the points right now, man.
Yeah, holding it down.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So, guys, thank you out there at Steeda so much for joining us today on Doing It Bubba Style. We're coming up against the top of the hour here. I'm so proud you joined us, and I'm so proud you're part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family.
Okay, thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks so much again for including us. Take care now.
There's going to be a lot of promotion coming out of this. We'll have you guys back on the air with us next week as we give everybody updates on the Steeda Mustang that's being built here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it is Steeda for all of your performance needs that are Ford related. Mm-hmm. Steeda.com, Steeda.com. That's 800-950-0774. 800, Bub, give it out.
950-0774.
That's it. Steeda.com for all your performance needs. Thank you guys over there. We really, really appreciate you being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family and helping us take it to the next level, and also putting us number one out there. Without you guys, there's no way it could have been done. Thank you so much, man. I want you guys to have a pleasant weekend. All right.
I'll tell you what, man, I can't wait for this product to get in for this Turbonetics BM EcoBoost Mustang. The stuff is already shipped. I know it's already shipped.
Yeah,
we've got a lot of product coming in. Man, I'll tell you what, everything from, dude, I mean, complete everything you can imagine. We're talking strut braces, jacking rails, coilover suspension, fully adjustable shocks.
Did you see the list when it set out?
Front and rear sway bars, man. Yeah. Billet aluminum shock mounts.
Yep.
Car setup. Upper camber plate. Series with adjustable springs. So once those products come in, we might throw, I mean, that's going to be a sneak peek. We'll throw a little sneak peek out there.
Yes, we will.
Everybody can see what this S550 for the Turbonetics booth in SEMA this year, what it's going to consist of with the Steeda product line. It's going to be insane. We'll do some tech tips. We'll do some install guides, and we'll have a lot of fun with it, man.
And those boys deserve all the press they can get out of it. And we're going to give it to them from here, right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. But we are up against the top of the hour. It's been another I'm very proud of what we've built together over the past 15 years, and I thank the world of you. We're going to get out of this place, Bub. We're going to jump on out of here. We want to thank everybody over at Steeda for being part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family for all your Ford performance needs. It is Steeda.com, S-T-E-D-A, Steeda.com at 800-950-0774. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, that's Bubba'sExoticMotorsports.com. Jump out there and hit our online store. Buy yourself all kinds of great stuff, man. Support us. We love it, man. Thank you. Thank you all for also making us number one. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, just like everything else. Both of our daily show and the podcast is number one in the ratings right now,
Bubba. It is. This is true.
It's a good thing, man.
We have a lot of fun with it.
Yes, we do, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of what we do here. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw is back.
She is, man, and she's back in town. The Outlaw girls are here, man, which means all the boys in Palm Beach are on fire.
Yes, they are. That's right. Miss Outlaw sets them on fire everywhere in the world. For the best in any boutique apparel and accessories, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. We love her very much. 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly if you love your vodka. You're going to love Monkey. Tony Renzi, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars and one hell of a good friend and a great mediator for everything that goes wrong. Or is design, Jeff and Jesse, for all your wrap and design needs. Get down there to Morpheus Design. Torque Auto Storage. If you store it, these boys can do it for you. I'm telling you, DNA Surface Concepts, the best in nano ceramic technologies, man. That guy, Sean, down there is on fire, and he is the best of the best. And finally, Tony Franco from Hooked On Driving. If you guys like to learn how to drive, Tony Franco and his crew at Hooked On Driving will do it. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We thank them. We will be the headline feature out there. The race and rally team, tour bus, and everything will be out there for you to see August 27th from 9 to 1. Come out and join us at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for this episode of Bub.
Doing it Bubba style.
Please reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, or feed somebody who's hungry. It's not expensive. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, where you'll see our daily live stream, we wish you a very, very, very happy weekend. And please be safe out there, guys. Can you please?
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.